Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss different halachos as it relates to transacting with Ovdei Kechavim. We're going to have about three or four lines of Divrei Halacha, and then the Gemara is going to digress to several dafin of classic Haggadotos. Ok, the Gemara. The Mishnah said that you're not allowed to build for Ovdei Kechavim a Basilki Gardoin. It's Tedaya Ubima. A Basilki, Rashi explained, was some sort of tower. So it was a tower where things went on inside. The reason you couldn't build it, however, is because the roof of the tower was used as a plank. They would use it to kill people. A Gardoin is a place where the judges would convene. It's Tedaya was a stadium where there was bullfighting. Ubima was also some sort of platform from where they would kill people. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yechon, Gimel Basilko, you say. So the Mishnah mentioned Basilki. So Rabbi Bar Bachan said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, and there's three different types of Basilki. There's the one that was used by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Vishal Merchatzois, there was one attached to the bathhouse. Vishal Oitzreis, one was used for storage. Amar Rabbi said, Bezla Heter, two of them you're allowed to build. Ve'echad Le'isser, one of them you're not allowed to build. Vesimen, and a good way to remember which one you're not allowed to build, lesser malchei and bezikin. You say it in Pesukei Dezimra, the one that's for the melech is aser. Ikad Amri, Amar Rava, kulam leheter. No, all three of them you're allowed to build. Vatnan, Freit Gemara, but then we learn in the Mishnah, Eim boinen imahim besilki gardam et sedai ubim. The first thing mentioned is besilki. Amos, says the Gemara, the way you have to read the Mishnah is not you can't build a besilki, but rather you can build a besilki shel gardam, this tower that was attached to the courthouse, and a basilki shel itzedai, the one that was attached to the stadium, vishel bima, and the one that was affiliated with this bima. But as it relates to the gimel basilkois, shel malchei ovdei kechavim, the shel merchatzois, the shel oitzois, all three of those are going to be mutter. Zok the Gemara, the digression. Tanu Rabbanon, kishenitfas Rabbi Eliezer Laminos, when Rabbi Eliezer was chapt by a min. So apparently, the great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, was forced by some min to debate with him, and the min was trying to coerce Rabbi Eliezer to be nimshach after his minus. Now, when you say minus, usually loosely translated, you're talking about some form of apikorsis, some form of really bad hashkafas, but we know Rashi, we don't have these Rashis, it's from the Chesroni Hashas, says that min is Rashi Teves mitalmida yeshay ha-noitzri. So it sounds like this was some noitzri, some missionary that was trying to get Rabbi Eliezer, and he has Rabbi Eliezer captive. The Gemara says, alu l'gardim, they brought him into the garden leader. I'm going to say hegmai. So this hegmai tells Rabbi Eliezer, sokin shekem oischa ya Asik b'dvar b'teilim, say he was accusing Rabbi Eliezer of being involved in dvar b'teilim, as if keeping Torah and mitzvahs is dvar b'teilim. Amalei, he told him neman olai hadayin. That was Rabbi Eliezer's response. Kesav arisa hegmon. Now this hegmon, this officer thought olav huaymer, as if to say Rabbi Eliezer was agreeing with what the dayin said. So the dayin accuses Rabbi Eliezer of being involved in dvar b'teilim, and Rabbi Eliezer, in the dayin's mind, was agreeing. He said, "I hear." Neman olaya dayin. Now, v'hula yomer. Of course, it's not what Rabbi Eliezer meant. What did Rabbi Eliezer mean? Eli kineged ovesh habashamai. He meant I trust the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you can try to intimidate me and interrogate me and do whatever you think you want to do to me. I'm not impressed, because at the end of the day, neman olaya dayin is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But that's not what the Hegmon thought, and the Hegmon actually thought Rabbi Eliezer was okay with what he was saying. Amalei, he says, "Nu hayov emanti, being that you trust me, Dimos, that was the name of his Avodah Zarah, he swore in the name of Avodah Zarah, Paterata, and he let him free." Shabbat Beisai, when Rabbi Eliezer got home, Nichnatsu Tamidav Etzel Nachama, his Tamidim came to be Menachem. The reason he needed Nechama was because he felt that he had, at least in the eyes of the Hegmon, acknowledged what the Hegmon was saying. He accepted upon himself this minus to save his life. It's the wrong thing to do. And again, Rabbi Eliezer didn't do it. But he said something that was a little bit misleading. There was some gray area, which caused the Hegmon to think that he was agreeing to his Dvarim B'Teilim. And as a result, Rabbi Eliezer was very, very depressed about it, to the point that V'loi Kiba lo lof tanchum, and everybody came and tried to be Menachemim, and he wouldn't accept. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, who had an uncanny ability to lighten up a situation and to make somebody feel good. Akiva Nichamtoni. So he told the Rebbe, Tarsheni Leimer Dover, Echem Imashel Madatoni, will you allow me, will you give me permission to say something that I actually heard from you, Rebbe? Amalei Amar, say, Amalei Rebbe, Shemim Min is Bali Yotcha, V'hanoacha. Maybe the reason this happened is because you once met a min. The min told you some form of kvira. You had a geschmack in what the min told you. The all of nitfasta, and that's the reason that now this all happened. Amalei Akiva, Yiskartani. It's interesting you say that because you remind me now of a story. Maisa shahaya, kachay pamachas yisim mahalik b'shugalion. I was once walking to shugalion shalzi poiri. Umatzasi echad. I met a person. V'yakov ish kvar schanya shemoy. That was his name, and he was a min. He was a noitzri. Amali. He told me kasa b'teiraschem. It says in the Torah loisavi esnan zoyna. So we're all familiar with the halacha of an eslan. Any animal that was used as a gift for a zayna can now not be used. It can't be brought. His question was, I understand that you don't want to take that money, you don't want to take that animal and use it now to bring a carbon. But what if we're going to use the money to build a Beis Akise for the Kohen Gadol? Is that okay or is that not okay? Said Rabbi Eliezer, I didn't answer him. He told him, I'm going to tell you what I heard from my Rebbe. The Pasuk says, Ki me esnan zoyna ki batza, va'ad esnan zoyna yashuvu. It's a Pasuk in Micha Perek Aleph. So this min darshint, he said, the reason the esnan is off limits because it's related to Mokam Atinoifes. But if we're going to use the money now for Mokam Atinoifes, we're going to use it for a Beis Akise. In that event, it's going to be okay. Said Rabbi Eliezer, Dinani Adover. I thought it was a cute pshat. I thought it was geschmack what he said. Al Yidei Zen et Fasti Laminos. That's why I got caught. Because I once had Hana from something related to Minos. That's why I now had a downfall. This story, which caused Rabbi Eliezer a lot of distress, this too came al yedei minos. Said Rabbi Eliezer, he continued, and he said, by the way, va'avarti amashakas abatayra, what I did was wrong. The pasuk says, harcheik me'olea darkecho, va'al tikrav obesach besos. Rabbi Eliezer, darshan, harcheik me'olecho, darkecho zu minos. You have to stay far away from minos. Va'al tikrav obesach besos, zu'a rashos. You also want to stay far away from the authorities. Why? Because they're always asking for money. V'ikad amri, harchik me'aleo darkecha, zu minus v'harashos. V'al tikra v'pesach besa, zu zoyna. You have to stay away from a zoyna as well. V'kama, how far away do you have to stay from a zoyna? Amr av chizda, arba amos. Either way, said Rabbi Eliezer, that what I did was wrong. I had anah from something that a min said. I was over a pasuk, harchik me'aleo darkecha, and that's what caused this galgal, that's what caused this story to happen. Says Gemara, Rabbanon, hay me'esnan zoyna, my darship. Hey, how do they darshan that pasuk? Me'esnan zoyna ki meaning the min darshin a chiddush lahalacha. That even though it says in the Torah leisavi esnan beis Hashem lekecha, but if it's mimokem atinoifes bo lemokem atinoifes hilechu, it's okay. Meaning you can use the esnan to build a beis akise for a koyin god. The Rabbanon obviously argues ahead of the darshin is akdimur k'drav chizit amrav chizit kol zaynish and eskeres libesoyfi zaycheres. The punchline of the pasuk is that a zayna who gets paid for his nus, one day Hashem will punish the Zoyna, that if the Zoyna is going to want snus, she herself is going to have to pay for it. Shenemar, and in fact, it's learned out from a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Tezayin. The pasuk says, Ubesiteich esnan, the esnan lo nitan loch, vatehila hefech. Vatehila hefech is that this Zoyna, who was getting paid for snus suddenly, is going to have to pay for snus. Either way, Bederech Agav, the Gemara brought a pasuk. The pasuk that says, Harchek me'oleo darkecho, val tikra val pesach beso, Mishle Perik, hey? And the Gemara darshan the pasuk in two ways. The latter mahalach was harkech me'olecho darkecho zu minus v'harashos val tikrav el pesach beso zu znus zu zayna. Meaning you have to stay far away from a zayna. How far? The Gemara said dalad amos pligid rapodos. I'm rapodos like asr teira ela kreves agila rais pavat. It's not true. You don't have to stay 4 amos away from a zayna. You don't have to stay 4 amos away from someone that's off limits b'inyone znus shenemar, because the pasuk says ish el kol she'er b'saray loy sikrafu legalis erva. What's asr is he can't be megala erva. Meaning you can't do something that involves real gilu erva. But if it doesn't involve real gilui erva,
just to have to stay away, Dalet Amos, says the Gemara, there's no such thing. Either there's a Braisa, who pligi the Rapa, this must be a Machloikis. Is this an idea that you have to stay Dalet Amos away from a Rais, or is there no such idea that you have to stay Dalet Amos from a Rais? On that note, again, the Gemara is digressing from its digression. Ula, Kathy Osimi Bey Rav, Ula, when he used to come back from Yeshiva, he'd come home, have a Menashek Leila Achsei Abey Yodayu, he would kiss his sister on her hand. The Amrila, and some say Abey Chidayu, he would kiss her on her chest. So you see that even though a sister's an erva, but he wasn't makbid on this halacha of harcheik me'aleh darkech v'al tikraf v'besach beso. He held like Rapodos, that Rapodos holds like asr teira, ele kreva shal gili arayis, and this is not kreva shal gili arayis, says the Gemara. By the way, upliga didei adidei, we have a stira in Ula himself. Amar Ula said, kreva ba'alma asr. No, you have to stay far away from an erva. Bishum, as the pasuk says, leich leich amrin nezirus chor eschor lekamal esikraf. Just as his halacha by a nazir. A nazir was not let it eat or drink anything associated with wine. He has to stay far away from a karen, far away from a vineyard. In that same vein, we tell this person, when it comes to harayis, you have to do the same thing. So Tosfos says, so what's going on over here? You have a stira and ula? On the one hand, ula, when he used to come home from Bei Rav, have a menashek luhu la'achse abe yodayu. The Amri law, some say Abei Chidayu. By the way, Rashi says, what does it mean? Why did he do that? So Rashi says, once upon a time, there was a minig. It was considered a Dover Shal Kavod, where people used to do something like that. I saw in the Ben Yehoyada, the Ben Ishchai says that in Baghdad, which is where the Ben Ishchai was Rav, he says there's a minig that the Kala, a girl that's getting married, on the night of her chuppah, kishatelech mi beis avi lebeis bailu, when she goes from her father's house to her husband's house, as she's walking, so her family lines up. Her father, her older brothers, and she stops and she kisses them on their chest. He says the reason she does it is to show them that even though she's leaving her parents' house and she's going into a new home now, but I'm always going to be in your heart. I'm never going to forget about you, and you should never forget about me. It's some sort of symbol. So he says it probably comes from this Gemara that you see once upon a time, like Rashi says, Ula used to do it. It was considered a Dover Shal Kavod. The problem is, a sister's an Erva. So it's not a Hefkevelt. It's very nice. It's a Dover Shal Kavod. How could you do it? In fact, the Gemara says, Upliga di dea di dea. You have a Stirinula. So what's going on? You have a Stirinula? How could you have a Stirinula? So Tosfos asks the Kasha, and Tosfos says, you have to say what the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, another well-known Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Acha, the Amir Rav Acha, when he used to go to a wedding, Markav La Kisve, he would take the kala, put the collar on his shoulders, umirakte, and he would dance with the collar. Amrulay Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon told Rav Acha, "Anan ma'ul mevet hachi." Could we also do this? Amalahus. Rav Acha said, "Idamian aleichu ki kishura." If when you are holding the kala, you feel like you're holding a piece of wood, you feel like you're holding a beam, lachi, then it's okay. V'iloi, but if you have any feelings of taiva, loi, then you can't do it. So says Tosfos, you probably have to say that Ula was on the Madrega Rav Acha. So Rav Acha didn't feel taiva, Ula didn't either feel taiva, and it's for that reason it was considered okay. So this is more of a harchaka. The harchaka really depends on the person, it depends on the situation, on the context. So if there was no hergish of taiva, then it's going to be fine. But as it relates to the masses, it's not going to be okay. I'm not sure how it stims with the minig that the Ben Ishchai brings from Baghdad, but either way, Zok de Gemara Vaita La'aluka, on this note, a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Lamed. So the pasuk says, La'aluka shtei banois hav. So a very cryptic pasuk. Zok de Gemara, my hav. What does this mean? Amar avukva. Aluka means Gehenna, code word for Gehenna. And koil shtei banois shetsoyakos migehenna. The pasuk is referring to the voice of two banos, two daughters that are screaming out of Gehenna. Ve'oimrois ba'olam hazeh havei havei. And these are banois that on this world they say havei havei umaninu minus v'harashos. So we're talking about Gehenna, and there's voices coming out of Gehenna. Who are the voices from? It's from the minim, and it's from the authorities. What do the minim and the authorities have in common? They're always trying to chop people. The minim were missionaries. They're always trying to wheel people into their beliefs. The rashos are always trying to chop people because they're trying to take money from people. So they're both saying havei havei. That's what they have in common. They're both in Gehenim, and they're tzayakos. They're yelling because of the yisurim that they have in Gehenim. Ikadami, some say, Amrav Chiz, Amrav Arukva, Kol Gehenim tzayakos. It's same context, but it's not the voices of minus and rashos that are yelling, but rather it's the voice of Gehenim itself. Gehenim is waiting with bated breath, trying to get Minus and Rashus to finally join them. Have you lishtei banos shetzayak is v'amis by the mazeh havei havei. So again, havei havei is referring to Minus and Rashus because they're always trying to chap. So that's why they're referred to as havei havei. The difference between the two lishainas and the Gemara is who's screaming. Is it the voices of Minus and Rashus, or is it the voices of Gehenim? So before we go weiter to another interesting Agada, Divrei Agada, just one Ha'ara. So we had over here a discussion. When it comes to Arayas, is it like Rav Poda said? Rav Poda said, Le'yasra Teira Ela Kreva Shalgila Arayas Bovad? Or maybe no. Like the Pasuk says, Harchek Me'eldeo Darkecho Val Tikrav Al Pesach Beisa Zuzoyna. And like Ula himself said, where Ula said that Kreva Ba'alma Osir, you can't go anywhere near Arayas. Just like the Nazir, we say, Leich Leich Amrin Nazira, Schar Schar Le'kamer Le'sikrav. So he goes through different levels and different madrigas in Avodas Hashem. It's interesting, the Makar to the Sefer Mesilas Yisharim, meaning it's based on a brisa from a Pinchas Ben Yair, which the Gemara is actually going to discuss on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. So we're going to see it together, Mi'atz Hashem, on Sunday. So the Gemara discusses in detail the brisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, but it's on that brisa of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair that the Sefer Mesilas Yisharim was predicated. So Mesilas Yisharim is discussing the Midah of Nikios. What's Nikios? So the first Midah in terms of being careful from doing Averos is what the Mesilas Yisharim calls Zehiros. The next level is Nikios. Right in the beginning of Perek Yud, the Mesilas Yisharim explains the difference, the nuance, the subtlety between someone that's Mekayim Zehir, reached the level of Zehiros, and someone that reached a higher level, the level of Nikios. He says Zehiros is when a person is careful, he doesn't do Averos. So if somebody is careful all 365 lavin, he is someone that's a zahir. He achieved the level of zahiris. He keeps the rices, he keeps the rabbanans. This person was mekayim, the mitzvah of zahiris. But that person who keeps all 365 lavin, it's gans yutachin, says the Mesilas Yisharim, that he really has a taiva to do averis. But he's a zahir. He knows how to be careful. Despite the fact that he has a taiva, maybe he wants to eat nevela, maybe he has a taiva for arayas, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he understands that this is the right thing to do. I'm a yid, I'm going to have to dim the cheshbin. He's over Hashem, miyira, may I have, or whatever. But the point is, at the end of the day, he has taivas, but he's careful. He doesn't do averas. The mid of Nikias is one step higher. The mid of Nikias is when the person is Naki Minachet, Nikie Hadasha B'Yerushalayim. What do these things mean? It means that his heart is pure. He's at a point where he doesn't even have a taifa. So the person that reached the level of Zahiris has a taifa. He's just careful. He doesn't do averas. The person that reached the level of Nikias, he doesn't even have a taifa. That's how high a madrega this person is on. And says the Mesilas Yisharim, it's very important, really, to get to the level of Nikias. You know why? Because if a person is only on the level of Zahiris, listen to this pikchus of the Mesilas Yisharim, he'll be careful from an Avera, but he's only going to be careful from an Avera that he perceives is an Avera. Let's say he thinks this is not an Avera, then he's going to do it. He's only being careful from things that he thinks is us. If it's us, it's Zahiris. No, I don't do anything. Doesn't matter if it's the Raisa, the Rabbanon, it's the Yesh Oyrim, it's a Bal Nefesh Yachmer. He stays away from all those things. But only if he perceives it as being us. You know what the problem is? The problem is if a person has Taivis, says the Mesilas Yisharim, he has Negius. And if he has Negius, the Shoichad, and at the end of the day, he's going to be blinded, he's going to be Meira Heter, and things that are us, he's going to think is Mutter. And if he thinks it's Mutter, he's not going to be careful. The higher level is to come to the point of Nikias where you don't even have a taiva. Oh, if I don't have a taiva, then there's nothing blinding me. There's nothing bribing me into not seeing the truth. So I'm not going to be Meira Heter. If I'm not going to be Meira Heter, then I'll really be careful from everything. At the end of the day, the person that reaches the heroes is only careful from things that everybody knows is Aser. But if it's questionable, if it's not so clear that it's Aser, then his taiva may cause him to be Meira Heter and not see clearly that what he's doing is Aser. The person that reached the level of Nikias, that person's on a high madrigal. That's the chiluk, the distinction between Zahiris and Nikias. And then in Perek Yud Aleph, the Mesilas Yisharim says that when we talk about Nikias, so we have to be the most careful with Averis that people tend to be most Meira Heter. And what are them? So he quotes the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Kuf Samechei, Ruban Begezel, Umiyutan Ba'arayas, Fekulam Ba'avak Lashonar. So he starts talking about how a person has to be Naki from Gezel. And then the second thing he discusses, how a person has to be careful, Me'arayas. I'll read to you just a few excerpts, very much relevant to the Gemara we just learned. He says, V'nedaber atam in arayas, shigam hei min achamurim, vehim shniim b'madrega el agezel. It's second, it's number two, after Gezel when it comes to this idea. Ukimamorim zal ruban begezel umiyutan be'arayis. It says the Masechta Yosheshar of Hineh. Misha yirtzeli nokis legamri v'zeh achet. Somebody that wants to be noki from arayis gam loy titztarich malach aloy muetes. He's going to have to put in a lot of work. Ki aim bechlal ho iser gufei shal ma'isel b'vad. Because the iser is not just gili arayis. Elo kol ha'koriv eilof. Umikram olehu le'sikrufu legali serif. Here's the punchline. Vam ruzal. Omra kodesh baruch hu. He quotes a medrash. Al toim a person shouldn't say hoyo v'asali l'shtamish be'isha. Being that there's an iser to be mishtamish with an isha that's not a person's wife. So hareini toifsa, I'm going to grab her, ve'in li'ovim, but I ain't doing aveira yet. Hareini megathifa, ve'in li'ovim. Oishani noishka, ve'in li'ovim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Hashem. K'shem shem nadar nazir shalei lishnas yayin. Just like if a nazir takes upon himself nazirus. What does that mean? I'm not going to drink wine. The Torah said, Otsur lecha la'novim lachim v'yaveshim v'mitrus ha'novim v'chala yoytzim v'gavan ayay. Af isha she'ena shalach, so too when it comes to a isha she'ena shalach, Otsur ligaba kol ikar. Says the Mesil Sishar, I'm skipping. The Habet, take a look. Man niflu divrei ha'maymer hazeh. Ki himshel esho isra hazeh l'nazor. The Medrash compared Arayas to a nazor. Asher afa pisha ikro isser, think about a nazor. What's the real isser? Eini elish diyas yayin. This is a chiddush from the Mesilas Yisharim a little bit. He says, really, a nazir, when he says a rainy nazir, what should be asr is yayin. But still, hinei asr le Torah, kol ma sheyesh le shaychus an ayayin. The Torah said that anything that has anything to do with yayin is also going to be asr. V'hoya zel limud shalim de Torah l'chachamim. This was a limud that the Torah taught l'chachamim. Eich yasu hei masyog le Torah b'mishmerish and nimsa b'yadin lasas l'mishbarka. So we know a nazir can't not just drink wine. He can't drink wine. Mishas anovim, anovim lachim v'yavashim. There's a whole list of things that are related to wine that are also aser. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, you see in this medrash that was a limud. That was a limud for the chachamim. Eich yasu heim hasyog l'toyra b'mishmeres shenimser b'yadam lasas l'mishbarto. Ki yil midu min anozer lesser barvur ha'ikr gam called the dummy law. The nimtzah she'asas ha'ater b'mitzvah zay shal nazir ma'asher masru l'chachomim she'yasu b'shar kol ha'mitzvahis l'mandas she'zer ritzoynoi shal makim u'kesha'ois alonu echad mini yisurim yilom eitzasim en ha'mefurish lasar kol ha'karav loy. So says the Mesilas Yesharim that we learn from the nazir that just like the nazir, really what the Torah doesn't want from the nazir is to drink wine, but if you can't drink wine, we can't just tell you not to drink wine. So you can't eat or drink anything that's related to wine, in that same vein, all these surim. And that's how he relates it to Arayas. That's now he doesn't quote our Gemara. But our Gemara already made that sushtal. Our Gemara drew that parallel between the Nazir and between Arayas. Now it's interesting, our Gemara says it even on a Rabbanan level, that just like there's an idea of Lech Lech, we tell the Nazir, Schar Schar, Lekarma Le Sikrav, so too, when it comes to Arayas, there's an idea of even by Dine de Rabbanan. But the bottom line is that Nazir, there's a lot of Chumras, says the Mesilas Yesharim, this is the Melamed for all mitzvahs in the Torah. All mitzvahs in the Torah I learned out from Nazir. What do you see from Nazir? The Iker Kpeda of the Torah was Yayin. Still, the Torah asked all these other things. Why? Because that's just the way it works. You can't just say don't drink wine. You have to make certain Gedarim around wine. That is something that's meant to teach us Yilmud Sasim and Amufurish, every other Avera we learn from there. A person should understand how to go about it. We've spoken that in the past from the Divrei Yoel. Heilige Divrei Yoel, who said that, why did Chazal teach us this idea? Lech lech, Amr Nazir, Schar Schar, Lekamer, Lech, by Nazir. Why can't we learn it by somewhere else? Why is Nazir the Limud? Mesilas Yesharim turns this into a whole mammoth scene, or one of the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatayr, and the Dreshers, Bam, almost. So, why Nazir? Why not something else? So the Divrei Yoel said, because you would have thought that a Nazir is someone that was Mekadesh Atzmai. He said already, Hareini Nazir, he's a chassid, he's a shiny yid, he's a Baal Madrega. So you would have thought that the Nazir needs the Shmira? A regular person, okay, he needs Shmira. But a Nazir? The Nazir already reached certain levels. Hareini Nazir, he realized that he wants to come to some level of being like a Kohen and being a Mesharis Hashem and V'loy Shevet Levi B'vad Ki Yodua. That's the Madrega of a Nazir. So you would have thought, what does he need it for? That's the Chiddush, that even the Nazir, who gets it, who understands the risks, that's why he became a Nazir. Why did he become a Nazir? So he understands how one thing can lead to another and how you have to make certain gedarim. Even the Nazir, Lech Lech, Amr Nazir, Schar, Schar, Lekamer, Lech Sikrav, Kal V'chaymer, a regular person. Either way, another Gemara. Kol Ba'el, Lo Yashuvun, V'lo Yasigo Archas Chayim. So the context is Minos. Somebody that gets caught with Minos, Lo Yashuvun, he's never going to do tshuva. It's too hard to come back from it. the lo yasigu arches chayim. And as a result, he's not going to have chayim. Doesn't it seem rather obvious, intuitive? I mean, if you're telling me you can't do tshuva, so how's he going to have arches chayim? So the Gemara, if he does tshuva, lo yasigu arches chayim, he's going to die. Interesting idea. So if somebody gets caught with minus, and now he does tshuva, he's going to die. The main road, the chalapayrish minus mayas. In other words, you're saying that if somebody is Pirish from Minos, he dies immediately. Fake the Gemara. How could that be? But he died. So the Gemara of Chizda. Someone once came to Rav Chizda, and she told Rav Chizda, "Kalish abekalois." I want to make a confession, and her confession was: says the kalish abekalois, the least chomer aver that I ever did was that I fathered a child with my son. Or mothered a child. That the father of my younger son is my older son. Rav Chizda said, "Tarchol abezavdasa." Start preparing the levaya because she's going to die. V'loy mesa, and she didn't die. Now says the Gemara, "The kavar kalish abekalis asasa." If being mezana with her own son was kalish abekalis, so what was more chomer? Michal de minus nami habiva. She must have had minus, and still you see she didn't die right away. Rav Chizda thought she was going to die right away, but she didn't die right away. So you see, you don't die right away. So the Gemara, "Hu d'loy because she didn't do tshuva. The only time this is true is if you do tshuva. So if someone actually is mekayim the im yoshuvu, he actually does tshuva, that's when you have this idea of lo yasigu arches chayim, he's going to die immediately. This woman never did tshuva. Someone had a different version of the story. I mean, minus in me'avera lo, it sounds like only from minus a person dies right away. But something else, such as that raya, is not a person doesn't die right away. Vahida, so someone came to Rav Chizda, a woman, v'amalei Rav Chizda, zvidu lazavdaso mesa. The same exact story. So you see that Rav Chizda thought she was going to die immediately. By the way, and in this version, umesa, she did die, even though what was her avera? Her avera was she was mezana with her son. So the Gemara makes the deal. Me the kamar kalish abekalois. From the fact that she said this was kalish abekalois, mechlal the minus not mehabiba. It must be that there was also minus. By the way, what's this idea? What's this idea that somebody does tshuva from minus, Hashem just takes that person away? Like, well, what's the svara behind it? So says the Marsha, it's rachmei shamayim because Hashem is worried that maybe this person's gonna end up reverting back. And if this person ends up reverting back, this person's going to lose all the tshuva that he did. So that's why Hashem actually, it's a chesed, that's what the Rasha says, that Hashem takes the person right away, not to give the person an opportunity to regress and end up falling back, going back to that person's old ways. There's precedence for this. You have chanoich, v'yesal chanoich esa olikin ve'einenu kilok achoisai. Rashi brings a chumash that Hashem saw that chanoich maybe wouldn't be able to stay on this madrega. So Hashem took chanoich. It's like I was thinking that Tosfos says, it's actually a Tosfos on Daf Yud Ches. Tomorrow's Daf in Masechtas Avodah Zarah. It's also a Tosfos in Gittin. Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. We all know the story. It's one of the kinnis on Tisha B'Av with the 400 children. They realized that they were going to be taken with Dvar Avera, and they ended up being ma'abed atzma ladas. They jumped off the boat and they killed themselves. And Taisa asks the kasha, hey, let it be ma'abed atzma ladas. And Taisa has a very big yisoid because being that they realized that they were going to be coerced into doing averas and they weren't sure if they were going to be able to overcome the avera, you have a right to kill yourself. Unbelievable. That it being that they knew they were going to be tortured and it would be very hard to. So where does that come from? It's a very big chiddush. It's Taisa's chiddush. That Taisa says that even though you're not allowed to be ma'abed atzma ladas, but still, if a person feels that by staying alive, that person is going to do terrible averus, you could take your life. So I was thinking, if Hashem conducts that way, then maybe we're allowed to do it as well. That's this idea of chanoich. That's the idea of Ben Sayyid Meir. That's the idea of this Gemara right here. That it's rachmei shamayim. Hashem takes a person away. It's obviously given certain criteria, but in certain situations, I am the poskim, but in certain situations, it's possible for a person to be allowed to be ma'abid atzmei ladas if he feels that by not doing that, he's going to end up doing terrible averus. But either way, so we have a Gemara. The Gemara says that if somebody gets caught with minus and he does a real heartfelt tshuva, he's going to die immediately, literally dead on arrival. That's what the Gemara says. But it's only minus. Frank the Gemara, me aver loy, aray is not. For Tanya, we learned in a braisa, and this Gemara is a classic. Amrov, they say, Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya. Shalhi niach zoyna achas boilon. Rabbi Elazar ben Dudaya was mezana with every zoyna that he knew of. Shalhi boil, pamacha shama shi zoyna echa bekrak hayam. Once, he heard about a zoyna that was on the other side of the world. But she was very expensive. Not al kis dinarim. He crossed seven seas to be with her. Bishas hergel, as he was about to do an avera, he ficha, she blew out of her mouth. Amra, and she tells Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, "Kishem shehaficha zu enochizera." It's just like this ear that came out of me is never going to come back. Kach Elazar ben Dodaya im mekabel meisav etshuva. So too, Elazar ben Dodaya, we're never going to. They're never going to accept your tshuva. It's over. You've done so many averas. You've fallen so low. It's not possible ever that your tshuva was going to be accepted. And when Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya heard that, he got a musa shmuz from the Zayna, no less. He was very taken aback. Halach, he went, v'yoshav ein shnei har mugvayis. He went and he sat himself between two mountains. Omar, he said, har mugvayis bakshu alei rachamim. I have nobody to daven for me. Chamash kan rebbe, I don't know who to go to. Har mugvayis, daven for me. Go to Hashem and daven that my tshuva should be accepted. Omar, they told him, atshon mevakshim alecha. You want us to daven for you? Nevakash al atzmeinu. We have to daven for ourselves. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki aharim yamushu v'hagvayis temutana. The pasuk in Yeshaya, nun daven. That even the mountains are at risk. We need to daven for ourselves every day. We can't daven for you. Amaris, he turns to Shemayim Varetz and he says, "Bakshol Eirachin." Amar, they said, "Adshonu Bavakshim Alach." You want us to daven for you? Nevakash Alafin. We have to daven for ourselves. Shenema ki Shemayim Kaashon Nimlochu Varetz Kabega Tichla. We're not either so secure in our position. Amar, see, he turned to the Chamel Levana and he said, "Bakshol Eirachin." Amar, they told him, "Adshonu Bavakshim Alach." Nevakash Alatzmenu. We too need to daven for ourselves. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "V'chofra Halavana Uboisha Chama." Amar, he said, they told him, "Ashan mevakshim alecha mevakash al etzmenu shenemar v'namaku kol tzva shemayim." So Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya turned to all the celestial. Nobody gave him what he wanted. Nobody agreed to daven for him. Amar, he said, "Ein hadavar talui ela bi." I realize what Hillel said. It may not neely meely. This is all about me. There's no one that's going to be able to clean up this mess for me. If I want to clean it up, I'm going to have to do it myself. He put his head between his knees. And he began to cry. And he cried and he cried and he cried. Until he died. Baskel came out and said, "Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumin l'chaya olam haba." Why did the Gemara bring this story? What was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's avera? It was nus. It wasn't minus. And you see that as soon as he did tshuva, he died. So you see, you miss. It's a ride that even by Avera, this is the way it works. As the Gemara Hasakim in the Avik Beituva Kiminus Dam. You know why the person that does tshuva from Minus dies? Because it's very easy to slip back. Being that it's so easy to slip back, so we kill the person. That's the Marsha. It's Rachmei Shemaim that the person gets killed immediately. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya was so attached to his Arayas that it just seemed so likely that he was going to regress, thus was like Minus, and it's for that reason he died right away, says the Gemara. Bacha Rebbe. When Rebbe heard this story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, and he heard the Baskel that said Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumen l'chay yoylem haba, he cried and he said, "Yesh koyna lomit b'kamashonim." There are people that need to spend a lifetime serving Hashem in order to merit a portion in the world to come. "Yesh koyna lomit b'sha'achas," and then there are people that there's zoicha to a portion in olam haba even b'sha'achas. It's interesting, by the way. What's the lashon haGemara? Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezumen l'chay yoylem haba. That lashon haGemara comes up in a few places in Shas. One place is Ksuvas Daf Kuv Gimel. The Gemara says that when Rebbe died, so there was a Baskel that came out and said that whoever was there b'shas p'tiras eishal Rebbe is mezumen l'chayo elam haba. Remember, there was a Koyves who wasn't there. Every day he used to come punk that day, he wasn't there, and he heard about it, he jumped off the roof. And the Baskel said, "Af ha'u Koyves mezumen l'chayo elam haba." And Tosfos says, "Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelek lo elam haba." What does the Tosfos answer? Opir Sherav Meir, "Kol heicha da'amar mezumen l'chayo elam haba, haynu b'loy din b'loy yisurim." Every yid has a chelek in olam haba, but you have to go through Gehenna first. Mizumin is b'loy din b'loy yisur. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya is mizumin l'chayo olam haba. Bacha Rebbe. V'omer, he said, "Yesh koyna olamay b'shkamashanim, yesh koyna olamay b'sha'achas." He's mizumin b'loy din b'loy yisurim. V'omer Rebbe, and there Rebbe continued. He said, "Leidayin l'bal yitshuva shemekablin oisoy, elo shekoyin oisoy Rebbe." He says, look at the koyach of tshuva. Not only was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya's tshuva accepted after he was bal kol zayna shabayil, but he reached the level of Rebbe. They gave him smicha, no less. He said, "Lo yidayin lebal yitshuva shemekablin oisan elo shekoyin oisay Rebbe." Rebbe was so moved by the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya. But it's Yidua that Rav Hutner used to say, "Shekoyin oisay Rebbe." What kind of Rebbe was Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya? He wasn't a yoyra yoyra. He wasn't a yodun yodun. V'lo yoyda elo shekoyin oisay Rebbe. And Rav Hutner used to say, as given the Rebbe from tshuva, he taught the world the koyach of tshuva, that it doesn't matter how low a person falls, but at the last moment, b'sha'achas, a person has an ability to do tshuva,
and his tshuva will be accepted to the point that he's mezumen. He's mezumen. There's a Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Hei Yamin Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon was Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's son, and the Gemara talks about all the tremendous madrigos of Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon passed away. It's a whole fantastic story that the Gemara tells about Ptiras Eish Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Either way, years later, Ikur Rebbe La'asrei Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. Rebbe Yudan Nasi came to the town where Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon used to live. Amaluhu, so he goes to the townsfolk and he says, Yesh loy ben, loy tzadik, tell me, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon, did he leave over a son? Amaluhu, yeah, Yesh loy ben. He left over a son. Can you tell me a little bit about him? He says, unfortunately, it's not a good story, but v'chol zoynish and eskeres b'shtayim, every zoyna that charges $2, machmas yofya, seichus ay b'shmoyna. She pays him. Meaning, he's a very handsome person, and even the Zoynas pay him. Either way, he's involved in Znus. The Gemara says, Rebbe says, I want to meet him. So Rebbe meets Rebbe, was Rebbe Shimon's son, Asye, Asmechei b'Rebbe. The first thing he did was he gave him smicha. Va'ashlo made Rebbe Shimon ben Issa ben Lekunya. And he went to Rebbe Shimon ben Issa ben Lekunya, who was this boy's uncle, Achua de'ime, his mother's brother, and told him, I want you to keep an eye on this boy. I'm making you in charge. I want you to keep an eye on this boy. I want to make sure he turns out okay. So the Gemara says, every day, Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, he was just instructed by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he would go to this bacher, and he would tell him, let's sit down and learn. He says, I'm not interested in learning. I have money to make, I have business to do, I have places to be, I'm not interested. One day, he told him, Amalei, he says, listen, I'm telling you, if you sit and learn, Chakim Avdu Yosef, they're going to make you a chacham. V'gulso did they have a parso alach, and they're going to put on top of you a beged shel zahav. They're going to give you a lot of covet. V'rebi karolach, remember Rebbe gave you smi. You're going to be a big rabbi. V'at amrit l'kriyasi anu Yisrael. You realize what you're giving up? You have so much opportunity here. Don't go to l'kriyasi. Amalei, for some reason, this boy was moved by what he heard. And he said, I hear, mumi. It's a lashon shvua. Azuva da. I'm never going to go back to do what I used to do. I'm going to sit and learn. The Gemara says, this boy got older. And kigadal, also yasim himself to the Rebbe. He went to Rebbe's yeshiva. One day, Rebbe's walking through the base of Shama Lekali, he hears a voice. Omar, he says, I recognize this voice. Hakala dami Lekali, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. This sounds like the voice of Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. So he asked around, he says, who's this boy that sounds like Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon? Omar, they told him, Brehu. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon's son, Kari Ale. When Rebbe heard that, he was so excited. He said, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, Velekech Nefash Is Chacham. It's a pasuk in Mishle Yud Aleph. He said, Pri Tzadik Eitz Chaim, Rabbi Yitz, Rabbi Elazar ben Rav Shimon. You see, he was the Pri of a Tzadik. You see what he was zeichet to because he had tzchusavis. Tzchus of his father, was Rav Shimon. The tzchus of the Zayd, Rav Shimon Ba'yachai. V'loikeach nefashis chacham. Someone who makes nefashis, said Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya. Rav Yehuda Hanasi was so moved. He said, look at this. I told Rav Shimon ben Isi ben Lekunya, keep an eye on this boy. And look what he did. He's a loikeach nefashis. He's a chacham. He's going to get so much char for being Makarev, hashtag Lakewood Fellowship, for being Makarev this boy, because look at what came about from this boy. Ramesha Feinstein, Ramesha, in a tshuva, in Igris Ramesha, is very bothered by this Gemara. Listen to the title of the tshuva. It's Yair Deyachel Galif, Simekuf Lamedhe, being in Smichas Rebbe, the Rabbi Yoyis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Bava Mitzvah, Daf Behe. He says, he doesn't understand. Mashi Yesh Letmai, Heich Samach. Rebbe meets this boy, what's the first thing he does? He gives it, how do you give him smicha? The boy didn't learn. What kind of smicha was this? So Rav Moshe says a gewaldige chiddush. He says, you know, there were times in Israel you couldn't give people smicha. Right, we learned the Gemara together with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Right, there were times when you couldn't give smicha. Claire, Rav Moshe, could a person give somebody smicha lachazman? Could you go over to someone right now who's kenish can aleph beis? He doesn't know how to learn. He says, I'm going to be giving you smicha, but it's going to be chal only in the event. So Rav Moshe says, maybe you have a raya from this Gemara that you could give smicha lachazman. Again, it wasn't always easy to give smicha. And Rebbe felt that this boy was destined for greatness and he wanted it to be a musmich. And who knows if at the time he's ready for smicha, if the stars will be perfectly aligned. So he felt, let me give him smicha right now. But the emes is, I saw in the Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha, he doesn't mamish say it this way, but the Ikr Mahalach is in the Sha'ar Mitzionim Balacha. He says, Yesh Loimar, a whole different shot. He says that Rebbe came and he saw this boy. He realized how much talent this boy had. And he realized what this boy could become. This boy could become great, but his head wasn't in the right place. He was doing all the wrong things. So he went over to him, Rebbe did, V'asmeche, he gave him smicha. He told him, I'm giving you an unbelievable opportunity. Because if you sit and learn and you become a Baal Tshuva, you'll become a Rebbe. You know what kind of Rebbe? A Rebbe from Tshuva. You'll be able to show the world that it doesn't matter how low you are and how fachap you are with your narishkeit, but you can creep out of that mess, come around and become great. He knew he could become great. He knew who his father was. He knew who his Zayda was. V'asmecha Rebbe Tzverin, the Rebbe from Tshuva. And says, the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, this was Rebbe L'shitasai. Rebbe had heard the Baskel. Rebbe heard the Baskel that came out and said, Rebbe Elazar ben Derdaya v'zum l'chay olam haba. And he said, Lo'idayin l'bali Tshuva sh'mekablu noisan. Elo sh'koyer noisei Rebbe. So Rebbe himself, who had heard the Baskel, Rebbe who made the diak in the Baskel, that v'loyoyd, Elo sh'koyer noisei Rebbe, he realized that there are certain people that have an unbelievable ability to be Rebbes of Tshuva. That's what he saw in Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So the Asmachei told him right then and there, you right now, you could become the Rebbe of Tshuva. Not Lachazman, this second. Leave, start learning Torah. People will be inspired by what you did, and you'll show people the Kayach of Tshuva. Either way, this Gemara, again, is a classic. It's one of the Gemaras that talk about the power of Tshuva. There's other Gemaras, of course. Yeravim ben Nevat, Hashem tells him, after all that Yeravim did, Chayti Yomachti Yisarabim, he tells him, Chazorbach, Vani Vatov ben Yishai Netayu Beganeid, Menashe. So there are different personalities in Jewish history that represent their symbols of the Kayach of Tshuva, but perhaps none more than Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya. Either way, Zokti Gemara Vaikram. Chanin of Rabbi Yoina's son, another classic Gemara. Avakazli Ba'urcha. They were walking together. Matu Lahanu Trei Shvili. And they came to the proverbial fork in the road. There were two ways that they could have gone to arrive at the destination they were trying to get. Now one was going to pass a Beis Avodah Zarah. The Chad Patsia Pischa the Beis Zayinus. The other one was going to pass a Beis Zayinus. Somebody Chad the Chavis. One tells the other one, Nezal Pischa Beis Zayinus. I think we should pass the Beis Avodah Zarah. The Nachas Yitzrei. Rashi says, we know, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah Davin, they shechted the Yetzahara. There's no Yetzahara the Avodah Zarah. So why risk passing a Beis Zayinus and maybe us doing an Avera? Makes more sense, obviously, to pass the Beis Avodah Zarah. So he told him, no, I disagree. Nezal Pischa the Beis Zayinus. I think we should pass the Beis Zayinus. The Nechveli Yitzra, not do the Aveir, only Kabbal Agro. We'll get more Schar. Schar? Don't worry about Schar. I'll tell you, Kabbal, the Mamasham Shinazarav, Amanas, the Kabbal Press, the Ben Yoyod, the Skasha. But either way, so there was a debate. On the one hand, it's much less risky, there's less downside if we pass the Beis Avodah Zarah. But there's more upside if we pass the Beis Zaynus. So should we be more conservative? Or should we live dangerously? Pass the Beis Zayinus. So the Gemara says they passed the Beis Zayinus. That's how they went. Kimatu Hasam, when they went by the Beis Zayinus, so there was Zayinus standing outside. Chazinu Zayinus iskinu mekamayo. When they saw these rabbis, they went and they hid. They went into the Beis Zayinus. They didn't even try to be machshu them to do another. So one turned to the other. He said, how do you know this? Meaning, you obviously realize that we were going to have a Shmira. Shmira presumably was the Torah. How do you know the Torah was going to protect? So he told him, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Perek Beis. The pasuk says, Mezima tishmer alecha, tvuna sinstreka. That Mezima protects. Amale Rabbana l'Rava. The Rabbana told Rava, my Mezima. What does Mezima mean? Ilema Torah, meaning Torah protects. That was his point. Dixiv bazima, umetargaminan atzas chatoim. Dixiv hifli eitz ehigdul toshia. So you have to jump through a few hoops to go from Mezima to Torah. But it says Mezima. The pasuk somewhere else says Zima. That pasuk that says Zima, it's in the context of Arayas, by the way, Zimahi. The Targum says Atzas Chatoin. It's like a council of Avera, Atzas. And Torah is called Eitzah, Hifli Eitzah Higdul Toshia. So you see the connection between Mezima and Torah. But Ihachi Zima, by the way, it should have said Zima, not Mezima. So he told him, Ihachi Gomar, Mezima, Midvar Zima. Zima doesn't mean Torah. Zima means Arayas. But Midvar Zima, Mezima, Tishmar Alecha Torah, Tisra, meaning the Torah is going to protect you from Zima, not Mezima, meaning Torah, Tishmar Alecha protects, but Mezima, from Zima, meaning Arayos, Tishmar Alecha, Torah will protect you. Either way, he knew the Torah was going to protect him, and that's why he did that. Halacha l'maisa, is that something you're allowed to do? So a person should say that, listen, I want to get schar, so let me expose myself, let me put myself in a situation where it's very high risk, it's very possible, I'm very vulnerable to doing Aveira, I'll overcome it, so don't try this at home. But the point is, I am Birushaynim u'Bepaiskim in terms of Halacha l'Maisa, how this plays itself out. Tanu Rabbanan, Shnit v'Tzur Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, B'Rab Chanina ben Tradyon, where Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon were taken by the Romans. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Prato, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. Rabbi Elazar ben Prato turns to Rabbi Chanina ben Tradyon. They're both on death row. He tells them, Ashrecho shenetfasta al dover echad. You're lucky. You're lucky that you were caught for only violating Roman decree in one way. Oy li, woe is to me, shenitfasti al chamisha dvarim. I'm probably in a much worse position than you are, because I did five things wrong, and you only did one thing wrong. Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina told Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, no, it's just, I disagree. Ashrecha shenitfasta chamisha dvarim v'atanitzol. You taka were caught for five things, but at the end of the day, you're going to creep out of this. Oyli shenitfasti al davar echa ve'eni nitzol. I'm not going to creep out. Sha'ato asakti b'toyer gmilis chasodim. Because you learned Torah and you did chesed, v'ani lo yasakti ela b'toyer b'vat. All I did was learn Torah. And being that I only learned Torah, I have no shmira. You have a shmira. You're going to see, you're going to creep out of this. You know why? Even though they caught you for five things, but you have the schus of Torah and the schus of chesed. Whereas I only learned Torah, and being that I only learned Torah, I'm not going to kudir afuna. Damer afuna kol isik b'Torah b'vad. Someone that only learns Torah, daimi kemisha ein lo yeloika. Shenem aviyamim rabim liyisrael lo yeloika emes. A very difficult gemara to understand. My lo yeloika emes shekol oisik b'Torah b'vad daimi kemisha ein lo yeloika. So Chanina ben Tradin tells Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, they nailed you for five things, me for one. You're going to see, you're going to be fine. Because you have the schus of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. I only have the schus of Torah. I'm worried, says the Gemara. V'atanya. Gemilas Chasadim le'yosad. Could you say, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin didn't do chesed? But there's a braisa that says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. It's a Gemara above a basra daf yudam in the mitzvah. A person shouldn't give money to tzedakah unless he knows who the gabbai is. He has to make sure that he's a trustworthy person. What kind of gabbai? Listen to the Lashon HaBrais. Elam came Mimuna all of Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was the paradigm of the perfect Gabbai Tzedakah. Doesn't it sound like he was a Gabbai Tzedakah? Samara says, no, Hemne, who would have a Mehemne? He was an honest person. And had he been a Gabbai Tzedakah, he would be the perfect Gabbai Tzedakah. But Me'ever Le'yovah. He actually never did it. But the Gemara says, that true? Vatanya, there's another Braisa. Amar Loi. And that Braisa is on tomorrow's daf. This is the segue, by the way, to the famous Gemara of Rabbi Chanina ben Tradya and Ambruria Eishas Rameir. So tomorrow's daf is classic, Ben classic, Ben Benoishal classic Gemara. But either way, this Gemara is an excerpt from that Gemara. Rabbi Chanina ben Tradya meets Rabbi Eishas ben Kiswa and he asks him, am I going to have a Chela Gedolim Haba? So he tells him, well, tell me something. Did you ever do anything? So he says, I'll tell you a story. Moishal Purim, the Schalfu. He said, I was a Gabbai Tzedakah. And I once mixed up my money that I had prepared for my Purim Suda, with the Aniyim's money. I didn't know what to do with it. V'chilaktim l'Aniyim, so I just gave it all to the Aniyim. So you see, the Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was really a Gabbai Tzedakah. As a matter of fact, he's the perfect Gabbai Tzedakah. Not just that, he tells Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma that the one great thing I did, where Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma ends up telling him, he's going to go to Olam Haba, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, because of his chesed. So how can here now he tell Rabbi Elazar ben Prata that he didn't do chesed? He did chesed, but he didn't do as much chesed as he needed to do. So he did enough chesed to get to Olam Haba, but not enough chesed to be saved. So we'll save that for tomorrow. Zokta Gemara. So either way, they had this exchange. They brought Rabbi Elazar ben Prata in first. As you, Rabbi Elazar ben Prata. Amr, they told him, my time at Tanisa. Why did you teach Torah? Umay time aganafta. Now, why did you steal? So they accused him of being a rabbi, of teaching Torah, and they approached him of being a ganav. Amalusi tells them, listen, you have to make up your mind. Get your story straight. Isaifa leisafra, visafra leisafra. Which one am I? Am I a rabbi or am I a ganav? Umidahalas, I can't be both. Hanami lasa, I'm none. You see, you're not getting proper information. They bought it. Umay time ukarlach rabbi. So then they asked them, but if that's the case, why do people call you rabbi? So he said, Rabbi Shaltar Seimani. I'm a rabbi, I'm a master weaver. And that's why people call me rabbi. They said, really? Let's see. Do you know anything about weaving? I see they trey kiburi. So they brought him two things of thread. Amrle, they told him, hide the shasya, which one is the shesi, the warp, the hide the arva, which one is the Erev, which one is the wolf? Israchish Lenisa, Shem made a miracle. Asya Ziburta, a female bee came. I see Valdashasi, it went on the Shasi. Vasoy Zibura, and then a male bee came. Vyasav Al the Irva went on the Erev. So he knew which one was the Shasi, which one was the Erev, because the Shasi is the one that receives the Erev, just like the Nekeva receives the Zachar. Amalui told him, Hai the Shasi Vai the Arva. Amalui, they told him, my time Leyasa the Bayavida. He was being charged again for five things. So he said, how come you never come to our Avidon? Meaning he was suggesting almost Rabbi Elazar ben Prata that he's one of them. So really, how come you never come to our places of Minos? He told him, I'm an old man. I know so many people come. I'm afraid I'm going to be trampled to death. They told him, really? And up until today, I'm just curious. Like, how many old men do you know came to Bei Avidon and actually died? It says the Gemara, Srachish Nisa, Hashem made a miracle. And on that day, and died. So that was his way of getting at my time. Then they asked him, how come you freed your slave, which apparently was against the laws? Amalusi told him, never happened.
So there was a Roman officer that was there. He got up and he says, I want to testify. I'm going to testify that Rabbi Elazar ben Pratha really freed his slave. He came and he dressed up like an important person in the Malchus. Amalei told him, he said, listen, guys, I don't think this is so smart. Because midas rachash al nisa v'kulu, everything he says, he's somehow getting right. Clearly, Hashem is pulling strings and there's miracles happening. But hanamias rachash al nisa, I don't recommend you try to prosecute him for this. I wouldn't say edus against him because something is going to happen. Just stay away from him. But the Romans didn't listen to what Eliyahu HaNavi said. So this person gets up, he's about to testify. As he's about to testify, a letter comes. It's from the emperor. They need this person, or they need somebody, to go to Rome and deliver something. So they decided that this person who was about to testify, he's going to be the one that's going to go. So they put his testimony on hold. In the meantime, Eliyahu came, Paski Abrimei Parsi, threw him 400 Parsois. Azal, he went to Rome, and he never came back. Either way, this is the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Pratha, who was saved, and the reason he was saved is because he had the schus of Torah, and he had the schus of Gmilus Chasadim. Tomorrow's daf is going to pick up the second half of the story, the rest of the story, the better known part of the story, which unfortunately doesn't have as happy an ending, and that's the story of the great Reb Chanina Menshrad.